Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. Doesn't have to be anything in front of my eyes. But really, maybe just something you want to get off your chest. It's been bugging you. Maybe it's still bugging you. This is your day. And I will let you talk longer than normal. I will let you pontificate for a chance rather than me. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Either way, I will do my best to read them to you. Now, let me get to the right screen here. There we go. Yeah. There we go. You know, sometimes in doing show prep, you're still reading. I'm still reading a great piece in the American Thinker. And here's what it is. It's entitled "Time for Conservatives to Insist Americans Go Back to First Principles." Now, I haven't finished reading it, but I like the, you know, what I've read of it, and it's a pretty long article, but I like the direction it's headed, because I think this is a key to us preserving America. And I mean it sincerely. Because the Republic, so much of the Republic, the entire concept of what America is based on our God-given rights, human nature, the good parts of human nature, while also recognizing the bad parts of human nature. And I think that as we go back to those principles and we talk about them in a woke leftist society, at some point, the cancel culture loses its luster as it begins to turn on itself. And that is my prediction to you. In fact, for those of you who follow some of the people in the prophetic ministries, this is something that has been emerging now for some time, but you know, probably more just recently. That these forces of darkness are literally going to turn on themselves. And we're starting to see it. Just look at the story about the Never Trumper Lincoln Project, right? And how the Lincoln Project has, it's kind of imploding because of this lecherous never-Trumper who was using it so he could have sex with underage boys. And he was making a lot of money from it. Because there are a lot of rich Republican globalist donors that hated Donald Trump. And they hired this whole cabal, including Trump's, one of his closest advisors. Remember the gal? Her husband is George Conway. He was a huge Never Trumper. And he is exposed for being the liar that he is. And now they're turning on each other. He's a liar, along with other people in this group, because they said they didn't know that this guy, one of the major Never Trumpers, was using the Lincoln Project to not only line his pockets, but to get young men, including underage men, to have sex with him. And they got caught in the lie. By the way, it was a well-known thing around the swamp, right? My point to you is that they're pointing fingers at each other now, and they're being exposed for the liars that they are. Now, this is just the beginning of it, folks. This is what we, again, those of us that are people of faith, need to continue to pray about this. In fact, I watched an interesting sermon from Dutch Sheets. He's one of these prophetic pastors. His brother also is a pastor, I think in Ohio. And watched him talk about this whole issue of you can't see what's going on, but you have to have faith to believe that God is doing something. Yeah, you know, this election has not yet turned out the way that we thought it would or that we were praying for. But that doesn't mean that God isn't going to do something pretty profound here. And I think we're shaping up to see that happen. Now, I don't know what it is, but I'll tell you, one of the things that has to happen, and this sort of relates to Steve Bannon being on OANN News last night for a couple of hours. And thanks, Avis, for sending that to me. With Mike Lindell. Now, Bannon, in his war room effort yesterday, said, we're never going to concede because you stole the election and you are bragging about it. And he's referring to this Time magazine article, right, where they literally brag about it. Literally. The advocacy for what they're advocating for is anything but saving the elections. It's quite the opposite. Everything that they're saying they want to do, including our own buddy, Kurt Schrader. National vote by mail. And who was it? Who was it that sent me that an email about that? Rosalie. She said, I received an email from Kurt Schrader, mainly regarding House Bill 1, which I call the destruction of our republic bill. Of course, he supports it 100% as he thinks Oregon's mail-in ballot is absolutely fantastic. I know you've talked about it, but he's putting it front and center again, and I'm sure it will pass the House at this time. In fact, I think it already did. There are too many people in our state that think it's a wonderful way to vote, but I know it's not. And as we saw in the last election, mail-in ballots are a disaster waiting to be exploited. I think this is one issue we need to be in contact with our rep and senators about, although ours is completely worthless. Merkley and Wyden promoting Rivers when their president is burning the country down and ruling by fiat. It's absolutely ridiculous. Just letting you know, so you can let the District 5 people and others know where he stands. I'll be writing him today. Yes, and I believe that House Bill 1, and she makes this point in a follow-up email, that she thought that it included no signature validation on the mail-in ballots. I believe that's correct. And, of course, Kurt is sending out a fundraising later, and he's going to rein in big money. Great small-dollar matching program. Yeah, our taxpayer. Hey, didn't that work so? Doesn't that work so great in Portland? Public funding of campaigns. Well, it's a small dollar matching program. It's sort of like that. And it supports a constitutional amendment to end Citizens United. Well, you would have to send that out to the states, Kurt. And then the states, 38 of them, would have to agree to amend the Constitution to say that you're giving your money as an individual, whether it's in a corporate circumstance or not, is no longer constitutional. It's not free speech. Creates a new... And by the way, you know who that benefits, right? It only benefits the unions, because there will always be exemptions for them. Oh, and he's promoting new ethics rules to ensure our leaders are working for the people. Prohibits members of Congress from using taxpayer funds to pay settlements against them for the discrimination or abuse. Yes, that's actually a good thing. But you know, you could do that now, Kurt. But it requires the candidates running for president and vice president to disclose their tax returns for the last 10 years. Increases ethics enforcement and oversight, closes loopholes for lobbyists. How about if it does this, Kurt? How about if it prevents any exemptions for insider stock trading rules like you have and like you're using? Why don't you introduce legislation to do that, Kurt? You know, I used to serve with Kurt. He was always kind of a moderate Democrat until he got over into the Senate side and became very powerful. And then he became a lot less than a moderate Democrat. This is the destruction of our republic, folks. House Bill 1. We have to raise holy heckamole to stop it. Linda writes me an email, and Art, I'll get to you in a moment. Actually, let me take you now. I'll take Art right now. Morning, Art, on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind, friend?
Now you're going to get me started, Jeff. Kurt Schrader, he does one good thing, but 10 bad things, including... you know, participating in the Trump fiasco. However, he won't condemn the other Democrats that are doing far worse, like Omar. And but anyways, you know what? Kurt Schrader is a hypocrite. Okay, he'll tell you what you want to hear. But as far as caring about our republic, he's part of the problem. They're trying to fundamentally change our country, get rid of our republic, and I am so upset about all the crap that's going on, Jeff. There is no dang doubt about it. I mean, even the French don't like what's going on in America.
Yeah, they banned mail-in voting.
I mean, that's a news story. I mean, I listened to a wonderful lady this morning. Her name
is
Maria
Sanchez. Hang on through the break, Art. I'll give you time on the other side of the break. Folks, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. It is 6:20 in the morning.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday, where you have the freedom to talk about anything politically you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Like the one I have from Linda. Jeff, I'm just catching up with Bannon's War Room from yesterday. You may have already listened to it. I know how busy you are. At least I can have it on and be walking around doing stuff as I listen. If you don't already know, the War Room today, Thursday, most of the 3 hours will be an open forum for Mike Lindell to answer questions about his movie. I know you had questions on Monday. Perhaps this will be an opportunity to either confirm or deny or clarify content direct and live from the callers. Actually, and by the way, thank you, Linda, for your compliment about yesterday's show. I did get to watch part of Bannon interviewing Mike Lindell, and I did find it particularly interesting, the part where Bannon had the same questions I had, and probably many of you, and it's just simply, okay, you're showing all of this data, you're showing the votes stolen, taken, give us more about that. And Mike Lindell basically said, I can't really, because some of the people involved in this are still working for government. Well, that goes back to the Larry Johnson piece in the Gateway Pundit. Johnson, by the way, some people think he's a CIA guy or ex-CIA, and he's just trying to engage in misinformation. Maybe, maybe not. But one thing is for sure is that probably this cannot be presented in court because they can't reveal the actual source of it unless it is commercially available somehow. And it needs to be in court, folks. It's the only way we are ever going to prove this stuff happened. This is not enough. Because this gets back to this piece I'm reading here. It gets back to the Trump impeachment trial. It gets back to the piece I'm reading in The Federalist right now. And how that this, literally, friends, this impeachment trial is not about Donald Trump. It's about you. Let's go back to Art. Art, go for it, man.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. It is about us. And what I was going to say, Jeff, that I listened to a wonderful lady who is now in the House of Representatives
Who is that?
Maria Sanchez. She's out of Miami. Okay. She's a Cuban American who her parents, of course, lived in Cuba, and of course, she is a journalist, and she ran for office because she knows where we're headed. And, you know, make no mistake, okay, we are in a fight for our republic. We here in Oregon already live under a socialist dictator, and we all know who that is, and the Democratic Party. And they are trying to destroy us. This is why the Democrats are trying to do to Trump what they're trying to do, because they know the power he had over making positive changes. And that's why they're doing all this crap, Jeff. But make no mistake, we need to organize. We need to get our act together. We need to communicate as one body, and that's why it's so important that we all get involved and call a spade a spade. I'm quite frankly, I know Christians should pray for people, but I'm done praying for Kate Brown because she's evil. She will never change. She hates Republicans. She hates us, and she wants this country to turn into a socialistic country. All of the Democrats do, and if you can't see it now, then God help us. We are in the fight for our life. We must not accept what's going on in our state. We must organize the Republican Party to be on the right page, all of us together, and stop the bleeding, because what's going on is wrong, Jeff. And we're already, we lived in a socialistic state for a long time. And we got to make the changes or we're all going to suffer for it. And I could go on and on, but check this Maria Sanchez lady. Hey, she interviewed Castro face to face for 3 hours. And, you know, she called it like it is. The man was pure evil, period. And I'll say it right here on the radio, and I'm not afraid to say it. Kate Brown is evil. She's just like all of these, you know, socialistic, you know, people. And she wants to destroy us. She hates us. And that is a fact, Jeff.
Thank you, Art. I appreciate your comments on Freedom Friday. That's Art's opinion and his comments, folks. What is yours? 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. There is not enough time for me to talk to Glenn or Rich before we go to the bottom of the hour break here in about 25 seconds. So, you guys, hang on. And I promise I will get to you as soon as we get back. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of the great sponsors of this show and of Freedom Friday. It's in the name of their company. If your, I mean, it's 28 degrees out, folks. If your heat pump is not keeping up, your furnace, you need to get it fixed today. Call Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. They can get it fixed for you today. It's 6:30. Back in a moment with Glenn and Rich. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically?
Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, lively, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yes, the second Trump impeachment trial is really about you because Democrats believe you are a traitor. They want to intimidate you into submission. So you'll never support Donald Trump again. They are that afraid of this man. So is the Never Trumpers. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 24 minutes before the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. Dot news. We will go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. How are you today?
A rough world at this point. But anyway, Art's correct. Looking at what are these governors doing? This thing about Cuomo and his buddy, they dropped information about the numbers from the hospitals and the nursing homes where the people... They rigged the numbers, and his counterpart, Mr. Zucker, who was the hack, the New York health authority. There's a connection between Cuomo and his health authorities, and the Brown and her health authorities, Schneidler. That uh-huh. These political hacks that they appoint, they're politicians. They're not medical doctors. And then for him to lie, Mr. Cuomo, about how many people died either in the hospital or in the nursing homes, and then he lied on both numbers. 8,800, but it was more like 13,000 just from the nursing homes. Was this because they wanted to get the money from the feds to pay their bills? Or was this just for control of the people? Both. And you know what? The first instance of putting people that were older from a hospital situation into a nursing home was not New York. It was in the Seattle area. You remember the story? It was next to Redmond, Washington. Kirkland.
You know what's interesting about this revelation that they lied in New York State on purpose is that they're blaming Trump for it, because the DOJ was investigating the deaths in New York State because it was so much higher than everywhere else. Now,
yes, but Jeff, even so, when you say that, the Democrats are doing the investigation, not the Republicans, at the State House. And nobody ever put a link to the Kirkland event and the governor of Washington and their hack at Washington State University.
You're right.
That came out of Washington State University about the data, which Mr. Gates puts billions of dollars into Washington State, the university in Washington, because his father, Mr. William Gates, was deeply involved in all of that. It all links right back to all the money that went from these medical research people and the Gates Foundation into Wuhan, China. And all the information coming back and forth from these universities that were getting money from China. And what really was happening was, it's obvious at this point that this virus, and I have something to read that's quite obviously remarkable. Dr. Robert Millikan won the National Nobel Prize for physics, for demonstrating that both matter and energy were composed of small particles, so small that you can't see them. For that, he was given $40,000. The author of Hebrews told us back in the first century, he didn't get a dime for this. But Professor Millikan, in a speech he gave before the American Chemical Society, said, the pathetic thing about it is that the scientists are trying to prove the doctrine of evolution. Is that what they were doing in Wuhan, China? Trying to prove by manipulating atomic particles there's a linkage between evolution and how you organize the genomes and the proteins in the human DNA? I'm suspicious, very suspicious. That's exactly what was going on. They were trying to prove their theory of evolution using science, and it never goes right. And now all of us are suffering. And these hospitals, these public universities are all in on it. And these hospitals of faith, hospitals of the secular world. Who's the biggest employer in the city of Portland? Oregon Health Sciences University.
Yep.
The biggest employer.
Right. Yep.
Do the dots seem to make sense after a while?
Well, they do. So what do we do about it? So if the mainstream media, I mean, I'm surprised that the mainstream media is now starting to go after Cuomo. Of course, they're deflecting it. So your point is the data that Inslee relied on, that Trump relied on, came out of this fake data from the University of Washington, which, by the way, has paid no price for that.
No, they haven't.
So your point really leads to this question. How are we going to make these politicians who lied to us, who relied on inaccurate data, how are we going to make them hold them accountable, make them pay a price for it? How?
The only people that are going to be able to do this are the people who lost loved ones and can prove it with medical,
yes,
with the medical documents.
We need a class action federal lawsuit. You need class action federal lawsuit in Washington State, and you need it in New York, and probably
and you need it in a lot of states, especially these 5-6 states involved in using the issue of coronavirus to mailed ballots instead of going to a machine and doing it correctly, so that they can load the system with false votes, just like they loaded our bodies with a virus that our bodies couldn't control. The dots match. It really comes together at this point. And you're right, but it's more than those, it's about 5 major states. All of them involved in it collectively. The voting, the mailed ballots, and what they were doing with their health authorities. And with the money Trump gave them, and how they took that money to pay their bills, and then stack the numbers of people so they could get more money if they were COVID reported in the stats at the hospital.
All right, Glenn, thanks for your comments. I appreciate it. It's Freedom Friday. I'll let Glenn glow, and we're going to go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
Morning. Well, mine is pretty simple. Mine is that the Democrat Socialist / Communist Party is making all this noise about the D.C. So-called attack on the legislature there. Well, we've been under that for months out here with Portland, Seattle, L.A., and other various cities, so I'm not seeing where they get a taste of their own medicine and now they panic. The other thing, too, is that this is not something that the right side has done. This is something the left side has done. They spent 5 years attacking us and separating the states, the people in the states from each other, and making it harder for everybody to be united. They're getting exactly what they asked for, and now they don't understand it.
Well, you're right. Don't you find that interesting? I do.
Yeah.
So
I'm not seeing where their problem is. They have gotten what they want. They're just trying to blame Trump for something that they caused. The old projectionist game again.
Well, it is, and that's exactly what it is. And again, the question is, what do we do about it? Now, I happen to have an answer to it, but what do you think we need to do about it? What can we do about it?
I don't know. I'm just so frustrated with it right now. I don't know what to think other than we've got to do something. And it's like Bruce Springsteen with his lies. I mean, he should go back on drugs where he was. He'd be okay that way. But
By the way, did you see the story that one of his bandmates, little Steven Van Zandt, is suggesting that maybe the mob ought to put a hit out on the cop who reported Springsteen was drunk?
Well, there again, now that's something that guy should be interrogated, and then under the possible new rule of Rubio, once you're a person of interest and they find out it was nothing but emotion or something like that, now you can't buy a gun, you can't fly in a plane for the rest of your life. Doesn't matter whether you were innocent or not.
Yeah, it would be nice to see justice applied equally across the landscape here. I mean, it really would. It would be nice. I mean, this is... Rich, I'll tell you what I think about all of this on the other side of the break. Because there was a conversation yesterday that Joe Pags had with Brad Parscale. And it plays into how we fix this. And then I listened to a long Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer statement yesterday on his own website about how he's going to fix this. There's a way to do it. I'm as frustrated as you are, Rich. But I am hopeful, and I'll tell you what it is on the other side. Thanks, Rich. 6:48, back in a moment.
Okay.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'll get to my comment in a moment here about how I think we fix this. And it, at least in part, is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer was talking about yesterday in his podcast. But I wanted to also thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being a sponsor of this radio show and this radio station. And I sincerely want you to consider doing business with him. He's a contractor, and he specializes in renovations, especially bathroom and kitchen remodels. Now, that's some of the hardest things to do in somebody's home. And it is because those are central areas of your home, and you can't be without them for very long, right? I mean, you have to have access to your kitchen. You have to be able to use the bathroom. And when you're doing major renovations, it really disrupts your life. They're sensitive to that. And if you're thinking about doing those kinds of things, you want to have confidence that that contractor is going to come in and get it done in a short period of time so your life is not disrupted. And that you get the benefit of what you're paying for. Something new in your home, remodeling, making it better, and getting all the benefits of that. That's why you do it. Well, you can have confidence in Eric Azer and Righteous Renovations to do just that. Do it on time. Get it done. Not disrupt your life. Because believe me, it will be if they don't do it right. So check out their website, righteousrenovations.com, where you can read about the satisfied customer comments, and you can see the before and after pictures from a lot of their projects. That ought to give you confidence that Righteous Renovations can do it right for you. Go to that website, righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. Folks, here's what we do. The frustration you feel that I feel. I mean, I'm reading a story here right now on Gateway Pundit. It just broke. And this is by Joe Hoft, who is the brother of Jim Hoft, who is the publisher of it, but he writes for him. The headline is Uncovered. Con man with a long history of deceit, Dennis Montgomery, inserted false information into the election fraud investigation. Who is paying him? This is that data that I have questions about that other people do. Now, again, you have to take some of this stuff with a grain of salt, but this is all the data that shows Oregon and other places, you know, getting hacked, in essence, on election day and the day after. Well, there are some profound pieces to this. And I'll get into them into the second hour, but I want to stay focused on what do we do to fix this. Jovan Pulitzer is a genius. Over a billion people a day use the tool he developed called the QR code scanner. And he's developed a lot of other ones. He says he can develop a unhackable voting system that can ensure that our voting systems are literally not hackable and not scammable with ballots that were never mailed out, that kind of thing. He's a genius. I believe that he can do it, and he's dedicated to doing it, and he's asking people to help him. This is one of the things that has to happen, but so also does alternative media that really is just beginning. You know, I read the Gateway Pundit. I read the American Thinker, American Greatness, the Liberty Daily, other things that are outside of the control of Mark Zuckerberg and Google and Tim Scott over at, not Tim Scott, the guy that runs Apple, okay? We have to develop these sources. Talk radio is a piece of that, yes, but we need more. Yesterday, in listening to, when I work in the farm shop in the afternoons, folks, it's horrible reception except for the stations that are closest to me. So the only way I can listen to KSLM is on my phone, and I can't barely hear it in the noisy shop. So I will occasionally listen to stations that are a little closer that I can actually hear that come in better. And one of them is a local station that runs Joe Pags. So I'm listening to Pags, and he's got Brad Parscale on. Parscale was Trump's digital guy in the first campaign and was his campaign manager for most of the second campaign until they replaced him, because he was literally just was falling apart mentally under the strain of it all. And it's a huge thing, and it takes a very strong person to do something like that, running a national presidential campaign, especially under the circumstances that Trump was living under. But he said something that was powerful, because Pags is asking him about where Trump is going to go, because he's been banned everywhere. Well, been banned in Twitter and been banned on Facebook. And Parscale's talking about going to alternative media sources. But he said something profound. He said, we are, the president is looking at, and he's meeting with the president regularly. He said, the president is looking at direct communication to you. How would he do that? By directly communicating to you with text messages. Wow. Now, that's something, the only way that the left could stop Trump from communicating with us in a direct text message, if millions of Americans, Trump's followers, were to give the Trump campaign our phone numbers. The only way they could stop it is to literally have AT&T or Verizon or whomever that Trump's cell phone would be connected to, for them to literally shut his service off. They can't do that, folks. Because you see, those entities are regulated by the FCC. And there's a dearth of federal rules and regulations. Joe Biden couldn't do it. AT&T can't do it. Or Verizon, or whoever Trump belongs to. This is how we must learn to communicate and develop at a higher level. And new technologies, I believe, are going to allow us to communicate. We're already using Telegram, CloudHub, Signal, that are these separate platforms. They will emerge along with new technologies. As 5G increases, America made 5G. It's going to give us new opportunities for us to go around the censorship, woke, leftist media, and including search engines and other things. Be encouraged. We can fix this, and we will. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side of the break. It's 6:59. One more hour to go. Don't go. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?